All right, guys, we made it past the controversial episode last week. So all the mics are intact. Equipment is good to go. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Welcome to this week's episode. My name is Ozzy. This is my podcast. And this week we have a couple of different things that we want to do, or that I want to do this week. First, I want to thank you guys for coming back. Again, thank you guys for the support. Thank you guys for joining us week in and week out. And the feedback that we got on last week's episode was amazing. We had a lot of people listening in. a lot of people commented on the joke, the Poonanny joke. JC, he's my boy. It was funny. I thought it was funny. We talked about a lot of different things. And anyways, we had some fun. If you haven't heard the episode, go back and listen to that one. If you have heard it, go back and listen to it again. Again, my props to JC on the joke. This week's episode is with Lee Angers. Lee Angers is a local CBD shop owner, and we're gonna break down exactly what CBD is. I am a supporter of CBD. It is legal in Texas, and I had a lot of questions. I didn't know exactly. I mean, I know what it is, but there's a lot more to it than what you think you know. And Lee breaks that down for us. We had an awesome conversation. And we'll get to that here in a little bit. But because of last week's episode and talking to the guys, we want to bring in a new segment this week called this week's Inappropriate Joke of the Week. So this week's Inappropriate Joke of the Week was submitted by a buddy of mine. His name's Raul. And we're going to try and do this weekly. And I'll give you guys a little bit of the details here in a little bit. But here's this week's Inappropriate Joke of the Week.
Bueno, pues ahí estaba el primero, güey. Le dice la maestra Pepito, dime algo que sea redondo y con pelos. Y le dice Pepito, pues las bolas de billar, maestra. Y luego le dice la maestra, pero las bolas de billar no tienen pelos. Y le dice Pepito, ¿cómo no? Mira, billar, enséñale las bolas a la maestra.
That was this week's Inappropriate Joke of the Week. What did you guys think? I hope you guys enjoyed it. So here are the details. So if you guys want to participate in the weekly Inappropriate Joke of the Week, do me a favor and send me your recording, whether it's a voicemail or a voice memo or whatever. Any which way that you can send it to me, send it to me. We'll pull it from there. It is an inappropriate joke of the week, but try and keep it classy, guys. All right. Don't go too far off. Inappropriate, corny, cheesy dad jokes, whatever you got, let's hear them. Send them in. If you want to email them to me, oochavez@gmail.com. You can text them to me. You can DM them to me, whatever, but get them into to the show, and you never know, we might feature you on next week's episode. So again, this week's episode is with Lee Angers. Had a lot of information, a lot of really, really good information when it came to CBD. She's gonna put CBD in perspective for you. If you don't know what it is, you're gonna learn about it. If you use it, you're gonna find out more things about it. But I hope you guys learn from it, and here's Lee.
Hello.
Yeah, that'll okay. Work. See?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, normally I just kind of put this out of the way. And so I want to thank you first for mm-hmm. taking time this morning. Tell us a little bit about how you got into, I guess, CBD or the store.
I got into CBD. I found out about CBD. over a year ago at a little town called Taos, New Mexico. I was there for a music festival, and we stopped in at a CBD store. It was the first CBD store I'd ever heard of, and I went in. It was a tiny little mom and pop shop. It was extremely basic, but it had some health benefits of CBD on just this one laminated page, and I was fascinated with the health benefits, and I'm very much into alternative health. I've been studying it since I was in college, which was a long time ago, and so it just really piqued my interest, and I started researching it. I found out that I really wanted to get into the business about 6 months after I learned about it.
So how long ago was it that you were in Taos, that you first learned about it?
A little over a year ago.
Okay.
I can say maybe I started planning. I started after, so that was in, I think, August of last year, and I actually started planning, taking steps to open an online store actually a couple months later. And it took me about 4 months to pick a web host and really to start getting the business underway, filing with the Secretary of State and whatnot. So that's just really, the online store opened in February. So I'm still fairly new into the business.
Okay. So February you opened online, and then the physical location? The brick and mortar?
Yeah, the brick and mortar. I was in an office building for a couple months in May and June, and I opened up a retail location on Mesa Street July 1st.
And this is CBD Holistics?
Yeah, CBD, right? Holistics Company.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I guess the main question for me is, what is CBD?
CBD is a cannabinoid, and it's one of many cannabinoids in the marijuana and the hemp plant. The marijuana plant and the hemp plant are basically the same plant, but they're different varieties or strains of that plant. And cannabinoids like CBD are found in both the marijuana plant and the hemp plant.
Okay, so the hemp plant and the marijuana plant are two different plants.
They're different varieties.
They're different varieties. Okay. So hemp is found in marijuana?
Yes.
Yes. Is marijuana found in hemp?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So it's the same, basically the same thing, just a different.
Marijuana was bred to have high amounts of THC and very low amounts of CBD.
Okay.
CBD can actually counteract the psychoactive high of THC. It sobers you up. And so people who like marijuana and like the psychoactive effects, they bred down the CBD in the marijuana plant, bred up the THC, like I said. And the reverse happened with hemp. They bred down the levels of THC and bred up the levels of cannabinoids like CBD.
Okay. So is CBD the same thing as THC, just the potency? Or
no, it's a different compound.
It's completely different compound. So I don't know what the terminology would be. What would be, I guess, the stronger?
They're not stronger. They're just different. It's kind of like apples and oranges.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And while you're talking about THC and CBD, it's important to note that there are other cannabinoids. THC is tetrahydrocannabinol. And so it is a cannabinoid. So there is also CBG, CBN, CBC. There are a lot of other cannabinoids. CBD happens to be one of the most highly beneficial, but the other ones can be as important in helping people. And so when we talk about CBD, I usually talk about the fact that there's so much more to CBD than just the CBD. When you talk about the hemp plant and the medical benefits and the health benefits, you have to consider not just the CBD, but also the other phytonutrients and cannabinoids and terpenes and flavonoids. There's so much more to the plant, and all of these things can be highly beneficial. Some of the terpenes, for instance, have high anti-inflammatory properties.
Okay.
Terpenes also give the varieties of hemp and marijuana their taste and their scent. Even pine trees and essential oils, the scent comes from the terpenes. The smell of pine in a pine tree comes from a terpene. So the terpenes add a lot of flavor, but they also have healthful benefits.
Okay. So CBD, what are you seeing in your store? Are you seeing more medicinal people that come in and purchase it for the benefits? Are you looking more Because I guess CBD, I guess let me go back a little bit before. Mm-hmm. Why is CBD legal and THC not?
Because the other cannabinoids, including CBD, are non-psychoactive. So they're not really recreational. You don't get high. Uh-huh. THC became illegal because it gets you high, and people were scared about that. In the early days, it was basically an ethnic issue and a political issue that created the laws that banned THC. Mm-hmm. Regardless, the other cannabinoids are non-psychoactive, so they're not really recreational.
They're not really okay. A lot of the people that I've talked to, I guess, don't see that. Are you still seeing a lot of shoppers purchase CBD because they think it's similar to THC?
No.
No.
Very few.
Very few.
Most people understand that. And while I say that it's not recreational, it's not to say that it doesn't have some benefits. I'd hate to get into the psychoactive nature of THC versus CBD, but I will tell you this. It doesn't, CBD and other cannabinoids don't get you high like THC. Having said that, if CBD helps a person with their anxiety or their depression or anything about their emotional state, CBD can be uplifting. It can help with emotional issues like depression and certainly anxiety. Because of that, by its very nature, it could be considered psychoactive because it does affect your psyche.
Right.
However, it doesn't get you high. So it's better to not consider it psychoactive because it doesn't get you high. So you need to kind of separate those two things. Can it help you with mood and anxiety and depression? Yes. Does it get you high? No. So we try not to say it's psychoactive, while at the same time, by the definition,
it will alter a little bit of how you're currently feeling.
Yes, in a good way, without getting you high.
Right. Okay. So my next question was going to be, is it safe? Obviously.
Yes.
It is.
Yes, and you cannot overdose. So you could take thousands of milligrams a day and you could not ever overdose. There have been many, many, many studies on that, and it actually does help with addiction. So, it doesn't. It's not addictive, and you can't overdose.
Okay. How long has CBD been legal, at least here in Texas?
Well, it was legal in the United States just as of December of 2018 when President Trump passed the Farm Bill. So it was legal in all 50 states. And then Texas just passed something, I believe, like about a month ago that legalized the farming of hemp. But otherwise, it is considered legal in all 50 states if the amount of THC is within legal limits, which is determined to be 0.03% or less.
Okay. So I don't have a lot of experience with it, right? The pans and the little vials and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So that CBD, the little cartridge of CBD, does have a little bit of THC.
Some do and some don't. I hate to confuse you, but there are. It's a really good question because there are a lot of products that use CBD isolate, which is simply the CBD taken out of the hemp plant and used just as one cannabinoid only. There are three groups of types of CBD. There's CBD isolate, which is simply, like I said, CBD only, nothing else from the hemp plant. And then there's broad spectrum CBD, which is everything from the hemp plant except the trace amounts of THC for those who don't want any THC whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And that's, so CBD isolate has no THC whatsoever. Broad spec has all the rest of the plant, but no THC. And then finally, the most broad category is full spectrum that has all the parts of the plant, which is so beneficial, and including the trace amounts within legal limits of THC.
Okay. What are, two questions came up just out of everything that you said. I'll ask you the first one. Why would somebody not want the THC?
Personal preference only. Fear of the unknown, the stigma of THC, And so those are the main reasons. They might even be afraid that they could get high on trace amounts, which they cannot. It would just be a lack of understanding and information.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming CBD is legal. So say you went to a drug test. Say you were getting employed and you had to take a drug test.
Yes.
Would it show up?
No. There are no tests for CBD.
There are no tests. Okay.
Only THC.
Only THC. So if you took one with the trace amounts, mm-hmm. would that possibly show up? Or is it so low that...
It's the chances of that are very, very low, and you'd have to consume extremely large amounts of full spectrum CBD, extremely large amounts.
Okay.
On a consistent daily basis, regularly, to actually fail a test.
To fail a test. Okay. And then the second question that came up when you were talking about that is the benefits. What are some of the benefits or all of the benefits?
It's a great question. If you find when you're trying to look up CBD online and you find that there is a lack of information out there, there are some nonprofits that have some good information on the health benefits, but by far and away, the product manufacturers and the CBD stores don't talk much about the health benefits. The reason is because of the way the financial institutions evaluate the risk in the CBD industry. It's sort of a because the FDA has not regulated CBD yet, the financial institutions like merchant processors, that's credit card processors, and banks will not let us talk about the health benefits. And so I wanted to make that clear before I begin,
right?
Because there is an absence of information, and the absence of information has to do with we can't open bank accounts and we can't use credit cards. We can't take credit cards in our business if we state health benefits in a written way. And so you will see a giant lack of information.
Right.
CBD, if you look, because I'm avoiding the banking system, I have over 300, yes, I have over 380 studies on my website, and they're grouped about the health benefits of CBD, and they're grouped by problems, illnesses, diseases. Like, they go from A to Z, from acne and Alzheimer's to a traumatic brain injury, stroke, PTSD. There's Parkinson's. There's articles from these are all articles published, mind you, by the National Institutes of Health, which is part of the Health and Human Services Department of the United States government.
Okay.
These are fairly reliable studies, I would say. And they can show you benefits. The primary benefits that most people hear about is helping with your mood, anxiety, depression, pain, and inflammation. Those are some of the main categories. But I have a friend who had stage 4 lung cancer, and a top doctor at the University of California of San Francisco suggested that he smoke CBD to get it into his lungs, literally to help his lungs with the stage 4 lung cancer.
Okay.
So there are so many benefits. You can't list them all, but it can help. With so many things, I think that people will understand and appreciate that CBD could be considered an adaptogenic herb. Adaptogens help the body in any way that you need it. So an herb that's an adaptogen might help me in a way that it doesn't help you. And it might help you in a way that it doesn't help me, because it adapts to what your body needs. In my opinion, and I think you'll be seeing this in the future, there'll be studies that prove CBD is an adaptogenic herb. And I can tell you, as an example, if it helps with wasting disease, which it does, and it helps with obesity, which is on the opposite spectrum of wasting disease, mm-hmm. if it can help with both, then how can it not be an adaptogenic herb?
Right. Okay.
So the list is so long, it's really hard to name all of the things that it can help you with. But CBD is not the only thing that can help. CBN is even better for rest and sleep than CBD. That's why I like to have a full spectrum product with as much of the plant working for you as you can get. If you get all of the plant together, they have all of these compounds, cannabinoids. They have what you call an entourage effect. They are all more potent together than they are by themselves alone.
Okay. Now, everything that you have here is CBD and the other...
I have a few vitamin and mineral supplements,
okay,
and some essential oils. The rest is CBD. I have a book too. I have some literature on how to cure autoimmune diseases like Hashimoto's, because it's something that my sister went through. My journey in learning about alternative health has a lot to do with my family, my sister, and her struggles with autoimmune diseases, and that's really taken me to a whole new level of understanding and learning about what you put in your body in terms of food and supplements can do for you in helping you to cure some of the most challenging problems like autoimmune diseases.
Okay. But everything that you have here is CBD and the other, how do you say
cannabinoids.
Cannabinoids, but nothing with THC.
No, I have a lot of products with trace amounts of THC.
Oh, with trace amounts.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I do.
All right.
So I can give you a little list on the benefits from a presentation that I gave recently. Besides autoimmune disorders and the things that I've already mentioned, like pain and inflammation, anxiety and depression, CBD can actually help fight cancer, relieves nausea, and that's been proven. Oh, my goodness. I have proof of the relieving nausea part in some of my dearest clients that come to our store.
Okay.
Lowers the incidence of diabetes, helps regulate blood sugar. It obviously treats seizures. We've all seen the stories about the children having seizures. They were given CBD and they stopped seizing on video. It can help with other neurological disorders, especially like Parkinson's, cardiovascular disorders, gastrointestinal disease. It helps with memory. It helps with head injury and PTSD. It helps relieve the pressure that is part of the problem with glaucoma in the eyes.
Okay.
It helps with sexual and erectile dysfunction, asthma, and osteoporosis. Some of the cannabinoids, not just CBD, are helpful with promoting bone growth. So those are just a few of the benefits of the many. From using CBD and, I must say, the other cannabinoids.
Okay. Why did CBD take the driver's seat when it came to everybody knowing or using or the benefits of it? Why didn't any of the other ones?
It's been studied more. It's simply been studied more, and there are higher amounts of CBD than some of the others. The other cannabinoids are usually found in lower amounts. There's been more studies done, and from what the studies show thus far, so there's so much more research to do, it shows that CBD is one of the most beneficial cannabinoids. And I'd like to take the time, if you would like me to tell you why cannabinoids are so helpful and why it makes sense. This is not just a fad or snake oil, but actually the science in our human bodies that make cannabinoids beneficial.
Yes, absolutely.
So it was scientists learned in the late 80s and the early 1990s that we actually have an endocannabinoid system in our body that, surprisingly, guess what, responds well to cannabinoids.
Okay.
It's an endocannabinoid system in our body. We have one in our skin. We might have several endocannabinoid systems in our body, actually, but they respond well, and the endocannabinoid system is activated by cannabinoids. There's a study, and I'm sure many more studies will be done, that seems to point in the direction that humans may from time to time, and animals, endocannabinoid system is in all mammals, which is why you see so much CBD for pets, too.
Right.
We may find that mammals can have an endocannabinoid deficiency in our bodies that affects so many things, the neurological system, the gastrointestinal system, the autoimmune system, and the endocannabinoid deficiency can be rectified by ingesting cannabinoids.
Okay.
So that's the science behind why all of a sudden CBD is so popular. Why does it work? And what's really behind it all? The science behind it all has everything to do with the mammalian endocannabinoid system.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that it has the benefits, right? And the science is there to prove the benefits.
Yes.
Are there any negative side effects to CBD?
Very, very few, if any. Some people have side effects, like it might, sometimes when they take the oil as a drop and they put it under their tongue, if they take it on a regular basis, they may find that they have a little bit of stomach upset. But the thing that's more likely upsetting their stomach is the base that the CBD oil is set in, not the CBD oil itself.
Okay.
A lot of CBD is set in MCT fractionated coconut oil, and coconut oil is not usually upsetting to people's gastrointestinal system, but for a few people, in enough doses, it can sort of upset your system. So that's one of the side effects. If you have an oil that you're ingesting and it's set in coconut oil, you may have a sensitivity to coconut oil. But other than that, no, I don't think that there are any negative impacts. CBD can, in some cases, make you drowsy. Mm-hmm. A lot of people take CBD for rest and for sleep. Mm-hmm. I suppose if you took too much of it, you could get a little sleepy. But it's not going to make you fall asleep at the wheel or anything like that.
Okay.
We'll take a little break.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. We'll just edit some of that out.
Okay.
Okay. The next question is, you said you could take as much CBD as you wanted to. Is there such a thing as an incorrect or a too high of an amount?
I suppose we haven't been taking it long enough to really figure all of that out. It's a new science, and people are experimenting. Everyone has their own level of tolerance of what's going to work and what's not. I could get into the science of the most beneficial CBD and some CBD that's on the market today that would have no impact or health effects or benefits at all because it's not manufactured in a healthful and productive way. But I think that the dosage depends on the individual person, and you're just going to have to figure that out on your own. People do know that there's generally a bell curve, like everything else, of the efficacy of taking a medicine. And what people are recommending at this time is to take between 20 to 25 to 50 milligrams of CBD a day. Like less than that may not be as highly beneficial. More than that may not give you any extra benefits. But having said that, that's just a generic rule of thumb and everybody's different. I take hundreds of milligrams a day and I'm always experimenting. I have to test my products, and I have no negative effects of taking CBD, no matter how high. I mean, I'm smoking this organic CBD bud. I'm vaping the pens. I'm taking the oil. I'm eating the gummies. I'm using the lotion. Topicals are really great for pain. I have tennis elbow, so I'm taking that. So, you know, I use all the types of CBD out there, and I have no problems with too high of an amount.
Okay, and that was going to be my next question. What's the most beneficial way of using CBD?
Gosh, that's such a tricky question. It's different for everybody. For instance, the topicals are really good for pain and for localized pain. For fibromyalgia, which is more of a deep internal pain, a generalized pain, you might be better taking a topical and an oil. But I want to give you kind of a weird example. Say you have lots of issues you want to take CBD for, and say you're only taking CBD as a lotion topically on your skin, and you would think, well, that doesn't make sense. What is it going to do for me internally? What's it going to do for my depression? What's it right. going to do for anything else? Well, your skin is the biggest organ in your body. If you're taking in CBD, you're taking in CBD. I don't know if the science is truly out yet as to what is the best an oil under the tongue, which is so much better than taking an, well, I'll tell you this, an oil under the tongue is great. It gets into your bloodstream faster than if you would swallow it and it goes through the gut. Okay. So a lot of people love the oil. The oil is one of the top sellers. I highly recommend it. I definitely take the oil. Here's something interesting. If you're using it for your gastrointestinal problems like IBS, which it's definitely proven, CBD is definitely proven to help with IBS, nausea, and things like that.
Okay.
If you're going to take it for your gastrointestinal system, then guess what? It's logically that you should ingest it as a gummy or as an edible, because you need it to pass through your right. gastrointestinal system. And just like my client and friend who had stage 4 lung cancer, the best way for him to take it, his doctor said, was to smoke it so that it goes specifically to where he needed it, which was in his lungs.
Okay. Where do you stand on the legalization of marijuana?
I think that there are even more studies on THC than there are on the other cannabinoids. It's been around longer. What those studies show is that THC in certain levels and amounts can be very highly beneficial, especially to help people with PTSD. Certainly with appetite, we all know that. You can laugh. Right. And you get the, it has the couch potato, you know, mentality or stigma. There are definitely benefits to THC. There are definitely benefits, like I said, of taking in all of those elements, cannabinoids, phytonutrients of the plant together. And so it may be highly beneficial to take not just the trace legal amounts of THC. It could be highly beneficial for certain individuals with certain issues to take higher levels of THC. The science is there. And so I am a strong proponent of legalization of THC for the medical benefits.
What do you think is holding back the legalization, at least here in Texas?
The fact that it's psychoactive and it gets you high. That's definitely the issue here.
Okay. What do you think is the biggest need in the CBD usage? I'll explain the question a little bit. I have a lot of friends, mm-hmm. acquaintances that feel that CBD could be like the legal replacement of marijuana, which mm-hmm. it isn't, right?
But it can come close.
It can come close, right? But I guess, is it education? Is it information? Is it what's lacking in the industry?
I think time. It's new. It's brand new, and over time we will learn so much more. You mentioned whether CBD could be sort of a replacement for THC. For those who use THC for anxiety, CBD can be a legal, non-psychoactive replacement for THC, in that it definitely helps relieve anxiety. And if you want to know the biggest reason customers come in to see us in my store, by far and away, 80 to 90%, hands down, come in for anxiety. And CBD in all of its forms can help you with that. But having said that, I am always a proponent for more of the plant than less. I will always go towards a more full spectrum product, so you don't just have the CBD, you have the other cannabinoids that help you as well.
Okay. Where do you see the industry going? I mean, I know it's fairly new.
Very, very interesting. I see the production of some individual other cannabinoid compounds coming out. We will have on the market CBN by itself or CBN with CBD to help with sleep. We will see those products coming onto the market. That'll be brand new, exciting, cutting edge. We will see more people calling CBD hemp extract. Eventually, there will be no more CBD. And I love to explain that because people are like, what? What are you talking about? That's crazy. It's not going to be CBD. It's going to be hemp extract. There'll be hemp extract with no THC and hemp extract with legal limits of THC. We're going to do away with all this nomenclature of CBD because the other cannabinoids like CBC, CBN, CBG, and trace amounts of THC are too beneficial to leave out. So we're going to move from calling CBD, CBD to calling to going towards what is even more beneficial, which is the full hemp extract or the full marijuana extract when it's legal in those states.
Right. Okay. What I know you have your presentation there with you. What other information do you have in there that you think would be beneficial to everybody?
I have a little information about some of the benefits of the other cannabinoids. So just a few. CBG, which is cannabigerol, is an antifungal, anti-inflammatory, antibacterial. It lowers blood pressure, it is a bone stimulant, and it inhibits cancer. CBC, which is cannabichromene, is anti-inflammatory and antibacterial. Also, it also promotes bone growth. It inhibits tumors and cancer generally. CBN, like I said, is for sleep, but it's also for spasms and pain relief. Tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, is known to be a muscle relaxant. Antioxidant, relieves pain and promotes appetite. Terpenes like beta-caryophyllene is very good for anti-inflammation and pain. Linalool is good for reducing stress, promoting relaxation, and it is antimicrobial. Myrcene is mood lifting and helps with discomfort. They're actually, you know, hemp is used for other industrial products too, like fabrics. As we know, hemp was used to create rope back in the the old days, 1950s and whatnot. But they are, they could create some fabrics that have some antimicrobial and antibacterial properties by using some of this hemp plant. And so it's very interesting that not only is it good for you to ingest it, we're going to find other ways that it's good for you, especially from an antimicrobial and antifungal perspective. So it kind of blows your mind when you think about all of the different things that the plant, the hemp plant, and everything in the hemp plant can do for you.
Go a little bit more into the antifungal. What's the layman term for antifungal?
I don't really know what the, but you can see most antifungals at the store, usually for foot fungus and things like that. Soldiers, you know, have to worry about that sort of thing. They could have some hemp extract that they could use as a topical if they're fighting foot fungus athletes in military.
Right.
Or they could build it into the soles of tennis shoes to help people going forward. So there's just the opportunities are sort of endless with what some of these cannabinoids can do.
Okay. If somebody was interested in one of the other cannabinoids, CBG or the other one, can you find those by themselves?
No.
No.
Not at this time, as far as I know, on the market today. Every time you extract one part of the plant out of the rest of it, you have to have a special extraction machine to do so. Every cannabinoid needs to be activated also with a certain amount of heat. The heat temperatures vary from one cannabinoid to the other. Extracting one element out and activating it with the right amount of heat and the right type of extraction to not kill the healthful properties is a very complicated and expensive process. Mm-hmm. Every extraction machine carries with it a large cost. And so it'll happen in the future, especially as costs go down. But right now, it's sort of a difficult process. And they're kind of going with the low-hanging fruit for now, which is extracting out CBD or just using full spectrum so they have to extract almost nothing. It is a very complicated topic, but it has to do with the cost.
Okay. What other items do you have on your presentation?
Let me see. So the different product types, you know, so there's inhalation, which is smoking and vaping. Mm-hmm. There's sublingual tinctures, and there's edibles and capsules. And of course, there are the topicals.
Okay.
And so those are the basic categories. It just depends what's right for you. Everybody's different. Like I said, if you have gut problems, you want an edible. If you have lung problems, you want a smokable, generally speaking. And so you just have to kind of research and learn what's right for you. Again, there's very little health benefits information out there on the market today because of our financial risk issues in the CBD industry, which is even worse than in the THC industry at this current time. They just passed the Safe Banking Act for THC. They mm-hmm. didn't for CBD. Regardless, you can go to some websites like Project CBD and some other nonprofits where you can get a lot of information. But my favorite place to go is the National Institutes of Health website, where you can research studies and you can simply type in the search bar CBD plus or comma or space whatever health problem you're interested in, like acne, CBD plus acne, and you can get many, many, many studies on the subject. So I refer people to the National Institutes of Health or to my website right now. While I still have the over 380 studies on my website, I may have to pull them down for banking reasons, but right. I have them up at this time.
Okay. One of my last questions is anybody that's looking to, I guess, get into it, whether they have something going on or not, should they self-diagnose? Do doctors refer you? At least here in El Paso or Texas, how would you determine if this is going to be beneficial for you or not?
That's a good question. You have to do your own research. Chances are the doctors are not going to know much more than you do about CBD, but they're learning. I had a meeting with a doctor, a functional medicine doctor here in El Paso recently, who's interested in learning about CBD. I have another doctor, a plastic surgeon, who's a friend of mine, and he absolutely loves the topical lotions for pain when he's performing surgery and working out. And he can have a lot of stress on his body and on his hands and right. on his arms. He finds that the CBD lotion is very helpful in treating that pain. So doctors are learning about it. I talked to my psychologist about getting off of an antidepressant, and I told him I was doing so by trying to use CBD products to help me reduce my dependence on antidepressants. And he was willing to work with me on creating a plan to help me get off of the antidepressants using CBD. And he was going to help me monitor the situation. He doesn't know that much about CBD, but he's willing to work with me on it. So you have to find a doctor who's open-minded enough to actually consider it and work with them. It's kind of trial and error. They don't know more than you do for the most part. Some orthopedics are really getting into it.
Okay.
They really understand, because patients are coming. The doctors who know the most about it are simply the ones who they have patients coming in saying, "Oh my God, doc, this is really working for me." And that's usually the first step of how they learn about CBD.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. Do you think there's something that I didn't ask you that you would like people to know about CBD?
No, except there's only one more thing. Okay. Is there's a giant difference between industrially farmed CBD, where they're farming it using pesticides and combines to just to take the whole plant and grind it down. The seeds have no beneficial healthful benefit. The stalks do not either. You want the flower or the aerial parts of the plant, okay, and you want them to be hand-picked if you can, and most certainly organic when you can. I have my favorite oil. The owner of that company, he has farms in Colorado. He sends people out in the fields to hand-pick the weeds. He sends people in the field to hand-pick the flower. Mm-hmm. You can imagine that there is a giant difference between the quality of his oil versus one that is industrially farmed. So if you find CBD in a big box store, CVS, Walmart, wherever, it is going to be, by its very nature, the quantity that they need, it is going to be industrially farmed. If you, on the other hand, go to a high-end quality CBD store like mine, and you can find some hand-picked flower, that is the best oil that you can get. And surprisingly enough, you don't necessarily have to pay a bunch more for it.
Do they have to disclose how they farmed it, how they picked it, how they...
It's a little complicated right now. You're supposed to industrially farm hemp. Actually, you're supposed to use industrially farmed hemp as some sort of legal schmeagle thing. But hand-picked organic will always be better. And that's really all I can say about that subject matter at this time. Hopefully, they will disclose whether it's industrially farmed hemp or whether it's organic. It's not going to say, it may not say hand-picked on the bottle. Maybe it will in the future. Mm-hmm. But you just really have to ask questions. And of course, you can always Google the manufacturer and take a look at their website, not just the store that you go to. You can ask them for literature. You can look at the COA, which is a certificate of analysis, which shows exactly what's in there, mm-hmm, and that's tested for zero pesticides and chemicals and things like that. But yeah, so you can do your research and just try to get the quality stuff over the industrially farmed, non-organic products.
Okay. And my last question. Tell us a little bit about your shop. What can they find? When is it open? Where is it located? Where do you see your store going?
We are, first of all, we're located on North Mesa Street, 4400 North Mesa, by Executive. We're in a shopping center in between a restaurant called Los Gallegos and a wood flooring store called Beto's Wood Flooring. That's where you can find us. We're open 7 days a week. We're open 10 till 7 during the week, 10 till 6. 11 till 6 on Saturday and 11 to 3 on Sunday. My staff members helping me figure this out.
Right.
And so we're open 7 days a week. And we have a high quality store. We have a lot of seating. It's real comfortable because when people come in, they want to sit down and talk to us. They want to describe some of the problems that they're looking to resolve. They really want to sit down and have a conversation with us. They really want to learn. We're here to teach, not just sell. And we want recurring customers. So we try to find the most highly beneficial products that won't just help you today, but will also help you in the future. That has to do with profile consistency. That's a deep dive. I don't want to get into the details of that. I'm just saying we're really extremely knowledgeable and interested in the quality products. Did I miss any part of that question you just asked?
No, I think you got all of it. Actually, that was going to be one of the, you know, I've seen a lot of the guys online, mm-hmm, on social media, we're not selling, you know, their little vials, mm-hmm, and you know, whatever it is, but you don't really know what's in it. You, mm-hmm, don't even know what you're buying. So coming in here, they can talk to you guys. You guys can figure out what's happening, what's going on, and recommend.
Yes, we have so much literature too. We have books in our store, we have articles in our store, we have posters in the store about terpenes and the other cannabinoids. We have one study that we can show you about neuroblastoma cells. The neuroblastoma cancer is the cancer that affects children from 0 to 4. It's tragic. It's highly fatal. In a petri dish, they put neuroblastoma cells. In a petri dish, they added cannabidiol or CBD into the petri dish, and within 48 hours, 90% of the neuroblastoma cells were dead. So we have information like that that you wouldn't even think was out there.
Wow, that's amazing. I know I learned a lot, way more than I thought I was going to, but this is fantastic. This is really, really good. This is great.
I'm kind of a CBD, fanatic, so I'm kind of, obviously, you can tell, I'm kind of cray-cray about CBD.
What do you have coming up next? I know you gave a talk not too long ago, you mentioned. Do you have anything else here locally, anywhere that anybody can go see you?
No, not at this time. We're thinking about putting together some seminars, and I'm thinking about posting some videos on our site and on YouTube to talk about pieces of what I talked to you about today. It can be, I may have overwhelmed a few listeners today, but
that's good. So, that means they have to come back and listen to it again.
There you go.
So that's good for us. No, I want to thank you very much for spending the morning with me.
Absolutely.
I think it was fantastic. I learned a lot. And if anybody has any questions, CBD Holistics, 4400 North Mesa. Mm-hmm. And then you have you guys' Instagram account, right?
Yes, I do. It's CBD HOCO.
CBD HOCO.
HOCO, which stands for Holistic Company. CBD HOCO.
CBD HOCO. Mm-hmm. All right. Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, guys, that was Ms. Lee Angers. Her shop is on the west side. Has the details there in the conversation. She has really good, I want to say product, but I don't want it to sound bad. So she's got really, she's got really good product. Everybody goes through different things. Everybody's got a lot of different things going on, ups and downs. Life just beats you up at times. I do use some of her products, some of the vapes, some of the CBD cigarettes. And really, it helps you sleep, helps you with your mood, helps you with your appetite. I mean, it has a lot of different benefits to it. So I suggest you guys check it out, read into it, go to the shop. Talk to the people at the shop, because they actually sit down with you. They explain it to you. They tell you what the benefits are. They tell you what the side effects could be. I mean, they give you the whole thing. And then you just kind of take it from there. I know a lot of people that use it for the right reasons. And I suggest you look into it. You know, if you're going through some stuff, it doesn't hurt to try it. So thank you, Ms. Lee, for being on the show this week. Thank you guys for listening in. Thank you, David, again, week in and week out, whether he's here in El Paso, whether he's on the road, doing his thing. He always has time to put the episode together, get it in. So thank you guys for checking in. Tune in next week. We got another fun conversation for you guys. And again, if you guys have any submissions for the inappropriate joke of the week, send them to me. Any which way that you can, get it over to me. Other than that, I hope you guys have a great week, a great upcoming weekend. Whatever it is that you do, I hope you guys kill it. And we'll see you next time.